Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am happy to be speaking once again with Dr. Nader Pourhassan. He is the CEO of Cytodyn Inc. Stock symbol is CYDY, over the counter. Dr. Pourhassan, welcome back.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
So, Dr. Pourhassan, you know, a lot has been happening with Cytodyn. You know, your presentation at our next Superstock conference just 10 days ago was packed with hundreds of investors on the call, getting the latest on the pipeline. But one thing which you haven't talked as much about, which there was a news release, was on the potential use of leronlimab for treating the coronavirus. That's in the news today, so can you fill our audience in on those possibilities?
Absolutely. As we have put in a press release in the past, the Longgen group from China is working with us right now to get leronlimab into the use for patients that have coronavirus. However, as we are working to get our definitive agreement, we already signed a letter of intent. And we're working on a term sheet right now. But we also are approached now by other countries, which we will be announcing very soon our agreement with them, whatever agreement that we may have or if we are able to get that. But what I want to very carefully talk about is the mechanism of action that was explained in Washington Post just last week. And here's the quote from Washington Post, and then I would like to quote our key opinion leader, Dr. Bruce Patterson, ex-Stanford University's opinion about that quote. So the quote that was sent to me by Dr. Patterson himself from Washington Post says, and I'm quoting, "Experts hypothesis that the difference between a lethal infection and one that feels like a bad cold probably hinges on the interaction between the virus and a person's immune system." It goes on and quotes again later on in the article, "What you get is the initial damage and rush of inflammatory cells, but the damage is so extensive that the body's immune response is completely overwhelmed, which causes even more immune response, more immune cells, and more damage." Now, Dr. Bruce Patterson says this is exactly what leronlimab is doing similar in cancer, and here's his quote about this. Dr. Patterson stated, "Leronlimab enhances immune response by inhibiting T-reg cells, which system. In addition, controls the massive migration of immune cells to sites of inflammation. Lastly, leronlimab reprograms macrophages. Taken together, all of these effects, don't forget the but, it hopefully can mitigate the severe damage caused by the resulting cytokine storm." Now, this is why we are now in talk with South Korea, Taiwan, China, and very soon people will be able to see a result of what leronlimab will do for coronavirus, and obviously Gilead is working right now, and we'll see how the HIV product from Gilead hopefully also will help, so we can have some kind of resolution to this massive problem for the whole world. But we believe leronlimab has proven so many times that it can affect the immune system, and in a cancer patient, as we've seen the result, and we have filed breakthrough designation because of those amazing results, it already speaks for itself.
And on that note, you know, for anybody that's new to the Cytodyn story, can you kind of just do a quick recap? And again, everybody's welcome to see the full presentation where you go into real details. But can you just give our audience just a quick recap of, you know, the Cytodyn pipeline and, you know, some of the clinical trials you're in right now?
Absolutely, our lead product leronlimab, which used to be called Trovon 40 in the past publications, is a humanized monoclonal antibody that targets CCR5, a protein on a T cell. Now, this product was developed for HIV, so we did a great job on the results that we had. We had primary endpoint, We're about to file the final BLA, biologic license application, for final approval. So we believe we're going to have approval this year since we finish all the requirements of the trial. And we also develop it for monotherapy, and currently we are in talk with Thai Red Cross for prevention. So all of those are for HIV, but what we have been so excited is the fact that we have now about 6 patients or so that have taken this product for cancer, and FDA has given us phase 1b-2 green light, and the results have been very positive. We filed breakthrough designation, but because we had a lot of patients wanting to get on this in a compassionate use agreement, we also enrolled metastatic breast cancer, where our trial was for triple negative breast cancer. Because they are different mechanism in those two cancers, but our mechanism that we affect is the same. We filed for basket trial for 22 different cancers. And we are very hopeful to inject the very first patient in the next couple of weeks. We already have identified that patient, and there is 85 patients now that the news have been coming out are in line to get involved. And the trial for basket trial is 30 patients, phase 2, green light from FDA. And if we do have results like we did for triple negative breast cancer, we'll file another breakthrough designation for these 22 different kind of cancer. We also have extremely solid results in NASH trial, preclinical, and GVHD, we are in phase 2 human data. This product is really being specific to CCR5, and the CCR5 role for many years were not known, is really doing amazing work for us.
Okay. On that note, I know you're driving in the car now, so we caught you kind of last minute. I'm going to ask you if you can email me the quote from Dr. Patterson, because part of what you were saying kind of broke up on the phone. So that'll be posted on our website, and of course, anybody listening to this can also check out the presentation, the video that's on the Wall Street Reporter site. And Dr. Pourhassan, we're going to have you back for the next Superstock live stream probably in mid-March, so depending on your schedule. And so we'll look forward to seeing you back then.
Yeah, look forward to mid-March. We should have plenty of update, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Take care.